know you're going to get me the teal one, though.
Of course. I didn't get you anything but the teal one.
I feel double betrayed.
All right. Hello Welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 203.
This is a podcast where two drunken windbags play retro games for your amusement. I am windbag number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am windbag number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be taking control of a little tiny windbag as we play Kirby Superstar on the Super Nintendo. Or actually on the Nintendo Switch on SNES Online app.
Right. The foreseeable future until we tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
Assume that all NES and SNES games, which are... pretty much all we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
Because it's all we can play.
Yeah.
We tried to play Sega and it don't work.
It fucked us. Sega fucked us. Sega Sega Genesis Classics Collection. Do not buy it, Revelers. Do not buy it. We should have done a little research.
In this case, Sega does not do what Nintendo.
No. And Nintendo don't do online that well, but apparently they've done it way better than Sega this time.
I know. They've found a way to make online multiplayer work with NES and Super Nintendo games.
Right.
Pretty sweet.
It is. But before we get to Kirby Superstar this week, how's it going, Drake? How's your quarantine?
It's quarantine.
Yep.
It is what it is at this point. I don't know. It gets a little boring sometimes, but trying to stay sane and go out for walks, get some nature and fresh air. At least it's been pretty nice these past couple days.
Sure has. Like 60 degrees today.
Pretty good. It's getting up there.
It is.
Spring has sprung. You know, things are starting to turn green.
It's exciting.
Trees will probably start getting leaves. Maybe they already have and I just haven't noticed.
It's because we're inside all the time.
I feel like it always happens every year where it's just all of a sudden I look at the trees one day and it's just like, holy crap, everything's green.
Literally filled with leaves, right? Nice, so, nice.
Yeah, we're hanging in there one day at a time.
Yep. School
work still, but
yeah.
So at least I got that to keep me busy.
To keep you busy. Nice.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I gotta say it was a pretty exciting week here at the Early household. I managed to find eggs at the grocery store this week. So
good job. That's so weird. Like, I have not had a problem finding eggs.
This is the first time I went last Tuesday. It's a Friday as we record this, Revelers, and I went last Tuesday to the grocery store and I got eggs for the first time in a month. I am super stoked.
Otherwise, I was going to say, if you didn't have eggs, you totally could have probably had some of ours. We've got, let's see. I'm bad at math. We probably got, like 40 eggs.
Nice, nice. Well, I've got a solid, not 12, 10 or 8 right now. So I'm pretty excited, though. I got eggs this week. So things have been pretty wild around here.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just went to the grocery store, yesterday? What's today? Yesterday morning. Nice. So now we're good. We don't have to go anywhere in the world for 12 days.
12 days. Nice. Excellent. Tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I beat Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Remake, you did. And are you still...
I put Remake there in air quotes.
Yeah, in air quotes. Why did you air quote it? Because did it not feel like Final Fantasy VII?
I kind of talked about it last week, how they, have added a bunch of stuff to the game and a bunch of fluff and expanded the story. And okay, Revelers, if you haven't played it or you're going to play it, spoiler time a little bit. I won't get into specifics of story and why it is the way it is or whatever, but if you want to know nothing about it, tune out for 2 minutes here. Okay. You've had your warning. So yeah, the ending especially, it makes it kind of clear that this is not going to be a remake, especially past this game, I think.
Oh, really? Like, they're redoing it?
Like, the ending deals with some weird time stuff that it strongly implies that what is happening in this game now, especially at the end, is changing the future. Like, I don't know if
interesting.
Some time travel. Somebody on Reddit posted a theory in fan theories that seems plausible, that the Aerith and the Sephiroth in this game are actually from like the future and have traveled back, and they're kind of changing stuff.
Interesting. Okay.
So things are definitely different in the end already, that showed that somebody is alive that shouldn't be.
Ah, okay.
And it even at one point, yeah, Aerith says, like, when they ask her, like, you know, what comes next? And she says, I don't remember her exact quote, but basically saying that, like, we don't know. Like, it's just, it's freedom.
What did you call her?
Aerith.
Aerith?
That's her actual name.
With
Aerith,
a TH?
Aerith is a mistranslation when it came to America.
Oh, really?
And every time past the original game, it's always been Aerith. Like, she appears in like the Kingdom Hearts games, and it's Aerith.
Wow.
And any other time she, yeah, it was a translation error that for some reason just happened to.
Interesting.
Decided not to change it or something.
Yeah, you said Aerith and Sephiroth, and I was like, well, I know who Sephiroth is. I just must not have gotten that far in the game, but then I was like, wait a minute, what about Aerith?
Her name is Aerith in the original game.
Okay, interesting.
But yeah, then even at the very end, what it says when the game ends in the credits, when it refers to another game coming, it says, like, the untold story will, or the unknown story will continue.
Oh.
Which kind of implies, like, what happens next
is not what we know.
Unknown.
Right. So it's not really a
remake.
It's
like a complete reboot.
It's more, so would we call this like Final Fantasy 7.5? Or
maybe.
Like,
I guess it'll depend on what happens with the next ones.
And there's no, like, Square hasn't given us any sort of timeline on when we might expect that new game.
I think they said once that, like, a couple months before this one came out, that part two is in the works.
Okay. But I mean, obviously it's in the works, but, like, what is that? Did they just start it? Because they just finished the first one? You know?
I know.
I don't know.
So, who knows? Okay. We'll see what happens in the future, but.
Cool. So, not your cup of tea, though.
Yeah,
I mean, they change stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted a remake of just the whole game.
Right.
Just give me what we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like they're trying too hard or something. And fans really actually don't like that. You know, like,
people seem to really like this game.
Do they? Okay.
I guess it seems like it's just me that hates it.
Okay, that's fair. Cool.
But also, one of my main problems with it is what I talked about last time, is how it's just nonstop cutscenes.
Oh yeah.
The last, like, two chapters of the game was just like, oh my god, let me play for more than a battle at a time. And then every time it was like, okay, run around for a little bit, fight a couple guys, and 3-minute cutscene.
Right.
Fight a few more guys, 5-minute cutscene.
I could not handle that.
And now we're gonna talk for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I would have quit on minute one.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just the way, like, modern RPGs are doing it. I haven't really played many, I guess, for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about, I think it's at the end of May, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition comes out on Switch, or re-released.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be that same way.
I think it might be, but I don't know. People talk about it a lot. I might try and give it a shot. I've not played Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Because I kind of wanted to play Xenoblade Chronicles 1 first, you know? I don't know.
It was only on, like, the Wii U.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
The Wii U, I believe, yeah.
I believe it was, Wii U exclusive.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's all I've got.
Okay,
what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I'm loving every second of it. It's just, it's so freaking good. I love all my villagers. There's one that I like sometimes getting new villagers, but I don't really want to lose any of the ones I have because I've really grown attached to them.
Right.
But I guess if I had to lose one, Allie could go. I'm not super attached to Allie. She's an alligator. She's not my favorite. But other than that, the rest of them are staying for life. I will never let them leave. But yeah, I've been playing Animal Crossing, you know, of course, been playing Smash, but also I got some new games this week. I got Mega Man X Legacy Collection on the Switch. I really was like I have Mega Man X on Super Nintendo and probably on like a bunch of different fucking things.
Yeah, but you don't have all of them.
No, but I really was like, I kind of want to play Mega Man X 2 and 3. I like, as a young lad, you know, I would rent those games all the time and beat them in a weekend, you know, and like, but I never owned them. So I've been playing a little Mega Man X 2 recently, which is super fun. But I also got Katamari Damacy Reroll. And I've never actually, like, I've always known what Katamari is, but I've never really played one.
Is that a remake or remaster of like the original? Do you know? I guess
I think so. I think it's a remaster, but I think so.
Imagine from the title Reroll.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly doesn't look like a PS2 game. So, but it kind of does, you know, because it was. But right, wasn't it a PS2 game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks really good. The game is freaking bonkers. It's so silly.
It is.
It's really fun, though. I'm having a lot of trouble controlling it. It's like you use both sticks, and you have to, like, you know, you push them both left to go left.
I mean, that was always kind of an issue.
I can't figure. Like, I'm having trouble. What's really giving me trouble is, like, figuring out how to get my guy to rotate around the ball. Like, so I feel like sometimes it's the right stick that does it and sometimes it's the left stick, and it depends on what position you're in or something. I don't know. I'm having some trouble with it. But
now that you describe it that way, I remember the controls always being a little wonky.
Yeah. They're a little weird. It's hard to see sometimes. It's hard to see what's in front of you. But I don't know. It's really fun. You know, you just roll up a bunch of shit and make a big ball. Like, I don't know. It's a really weird concept for a game, but delightfully fun.
Super weird. You got like the Cosmic King,
and he
like your dad, or
barfs rainbows
or...
to transport you around, and like, yeah, I don't know. You're trying to get the stars back. I think from what I understand,
you're trying to gather up enough stuff to make them into the new stars.
Yeah, because the king, your dad, if I understand the story correctly,
I think so.
Your dad has gone around and eaten all the stars because they're so delicious, and now he wants them all back. So you have to go around and it's like, well, dude, you could have just not ate them in the first place. But
typical dad.
Yeah. So I think if I understand the story correctly,
I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I've played.
Yeah, and I don't pay much attention to the story. I just want to roll shit. You know?
The story is
definitely
not an important aspect of that game.
Right. But yeah, Katamari is pretty fun. So Katamari and Mega Man X2 is what I've been playing. Pretty cool.
Nice.
I really love those Mega Man games. Just every one of them are so fun. I've never played, and on this Mega Man X Legacy Collection, I got the first one. There's two of them. But this one is Mega Man X 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I've never played 4, so I'm kind of excited to try
what's
that.
What's on the other collection?
The other one is Mega Man X 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Okay. And were they all... Like, were 1 through 4 all on Super Nintendo?
No, 1 through 3 were on Super Nintendo. I believe 4 was on PS1, I think. I think it's more of a 3D type game, but I'm not positive. I think the rest of them are all kind of like that. They're more like Super Mario 64 than...
Really?
I think so, but I don't quote me on that. I haven't played them yet. I will eventually and report back, but but right now I don't know. But yeah, super fun. But this week, Jurek, we're going to be playing some Kirby Superstar on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Well, we can certainly try
that. We can try. Okay. Well, let's see. I just had them up here. Here we go. Okay, so for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Ready as I'll ever be. Let's do this.
Here we go. Kirby Superstar, Super Nintendo, question number one. One of the minigames you can select is called Spring Breeze. Upon starting this game, the player should quickly realize they are actually playing what?
Kirby's Dream Land.
You got your coins, Jurek. You got your coins. Right. I got to tell Jurek when he gets the coins because he can't hear the sound effects. So
you reached down and I was waiting to hear it, and then I remembered
right
seconds after you that I can't hear it. I'm pretty sure that deserved coins. But
yep. Sure did, and you got him. You got him. So, yep, the original Kirby's Dream Land on the Game Boy is what the Spring Breeze mode is. There are slight tweaks, like the ability to suck and copy abilities from enemies, which was not in the original Kirby. And most notably, Castle Lolo is missing from this version, and Lolo and Lala were made the bosses of the Float Islands instead of Castle Lolo. So
yeah, it's like a slightly stripped down and slightly simplified version or something of Dreamland.
Yeah, but it's basically that same game. It's almost there's slight tweaks, but it's
which
real.
I believe Kirby's Dreamland is one of the four games we've actually beat on this podcast.
I think your number is too high. I think we've literally only beat Kirby and Aladdin while we've been on this show.
I swear
we almost beat Super Mario World, but we couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, we could. We just, for some reason, we're like, oh, well, we're at over an hour, so let's just stop.
Yeah, you're right. We should have just done it, but because we were literally at Bowser. But
it really doesn't matter.
but I think that's it, though.
I swear there's something else.
I don't know.
I want to say there's three games we've beat.
Hard to say. Well, I guess we could go back and listen to them all. There's like over 200 now, so it's a daunting task.
A lot of episodes.
Okay, one for one here, Jurek. One for one. Question number two. The first room in Peanut Plains is a direct reference to what other game?
The first room in Peanut Plains.
And I can...
Super Mario Brothers 2.
You got your coins. You got your coins. Good job, Jurek. Yep. I'm not actually sure which game mode in Kirby Superstar Peanut Plains appears in, but it's in there somewhere. And apparently the very beginning is just like the very beginning of Super Mario Brothers 2. You start up high and you start falling down. You pass by mountains and hills that look exactly like the ones in Mario 2. Even the first enemy is basically in exactly the same place that the first Shy Guy is in Mario 2. So
damn right.
That's kind of a fun little reference. There's also lots of Mario references in this game. Like you can get an ability to turn in the falling stone, like Kirby's move in Smash Brothers. Every once in a while when you do that move, if you've sucked it and copied the ability, you'll turn into like a golden Mario statue or like a golden even a golden Samus. I think Link maybe too. And then there's a level where you can see Mario, Peach, Luigi, and maybe a few others, Toad or something, in the background. You can see him way back there.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, two for two here, Jurek. Can he go three for three, folks? Can he go three for three? Let's find out right now. Question number three, Jurek. We got our first look at this game during E3 1996. What are two main differences between what was shown then and what the game was upon release?
Shit. I know I read something about that. I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
No coins this time, Jurek. So sorry. Well, the answer I am looking for is there was a bouncy sound effect when choosing which game to play. It went like boing, boing, boing or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And then the big one, when playing, like in the video they showed at E3 96, it appears when playing any game, there appears to be stars in the upper right-hand corner, but it is unknown what these stars would be used for. So, like, in the screenshot I saw, there was, like, in the upper right-hand corner, there was, like, two rows of three stars. Yeah, I don't know what they would have ever been used for. I don't know if they were life or something, but, yeah. But that was different. Those are not in the final game. So, all right, 2 for 3, Jurek. 2 for 3. Not too shabby.
Damn right. I'll take it. That's not bad.
Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Kirby Superstar on the Super Nintendo?
I sure do. Kirby Superstar was released in 1996. The game's director is somebody who's made a game recently that's near and dear to Earl's heart.
Yeah.
Masahiro Sakurai.
Sakurai, our Lord and Savior, Masahiro Sakurai.
So obviously, original like creator of
Super Smash Brothers, y'all. And that guy is the hardest working man in video games. He goes above and beyond what he has to do to make the fans happy. Sakurai is awesome. I bow to Mr. Sakurai.
So yeah, he was the director of the game, and I mean, this game just apparently had the, I don't know, like the holy trinity of like Nintendo guys, basically, because the producers are Satoru Iwata and Shigeru Miyamoto.
Holy crap, that is the holy trinity of Nintendo guys.
Yeah. So I know Iwata was, yeah.
Oh, because this is HAL Laboratories. Yeah.
That's why my thing seems so short. I'm like, what did I miss? Developed by HAL Laboratories.
Yes.
Published by Nintendo.
Right. And Satoru Iwata was the head of HAL Laboratories.
He was the head of HAL Laboratories at the time, back in the day, before he eventually became president of Nintendo.
This game, there's actually lots of little references in this game to other games. Like, there's a point where Kirby's dressed as Ness from Earthbound.
Yeah, he gets like a little red hat and turns into a yo-yo.
I don't know. There's lots of and like the Mario and Link and Samus references.
Yeah, there's references to tons of things.
Yeah.
The composer is Jun Ishikawa.
Jun Ishikawa. Do we know what Jun
is? I don't know what they have worked on.
Okay.
Because their name was not available to click upon.
Okay. Well, should we listen to some Jun? What is it?
Jun Ishikawa.
Jun Ishikawa. Should we listen to some Jun Ishikawa's jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. It's really good. I mean, it's Kirby music. Like Drake and I were listening to the songs and I was like, oh yeah, I know that song. Oh yeah, that song's a banger. Yeah. And I was like, I don't actually know if I know these songs from playing Kirby games or if I know them from Smash Brothers. I really don't know, but pretty much every song we listen to is in Smash Brothers. So not every one of them, but a lot of them. I mean, Kirby is Sakurai's baby, you know, like he,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Created Kirby.
And King DDD. Meta Knight.
Kirby and Super Smash Brothers.
Fuck yeah. That's why in Smash Ultimate, like the opening of the story mode, everybody dies except for Kirby. He's the only one. He's who you start off with in single player mode. He's the only one who doesn't die or get, I don't think they die or whatever, but they get, you know, turned into statues. Yeah.
Sucked into, whatever happens in the beginning.
Yep. But of course he couldn't kill off his main pink puffy boy. You know,
I never put that together. That's probably why Kirby is the one that survives.
Yep. Yep.
He created him.
Sakurai loves Kirby.
We've kind of alluded to the fact that, this game is, it's not just, one game. It's 8 games in one.
It is
what it's, largely advertised as.
Yep.
Most of them are kind of just short little,
they're like little mini
self-contained
games. Yeah.
Some of them are mini games. Some of them are just, a Kirby game, but like really short.
Like 3 levels or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then, there's a couple of mini games and some, like Spring Breeze, as we said, is a kind of a simplified version of Dreamland.
Yep.
There's one area that's kind of a non-linear, almost like Metroidvania game, I guess.
Oh, that's the Great Cave Offensive.
Yeah, yep. You kind of go around, and that's where you'll find a bunch of statues and stuff and items from like different Nintendo games.
Yeah, yeah. And I was actually reading a list of what you could find in the Great Cave Offensive. And I think it was wrong. Like they were saying like you can find things like, I don't know. It was like the golden slingshot from Animal Crossing or something.
Yeah. I saw something about that. I was like, well, in 96, from Animal Crossing. Like this game came out before Animal Crossing was even like,
I mean, to be fair, there is an Animal Crossing on N64 in Japan only. And it wasn't, I mean, it was in Japan. It's not called Animal Crossing. It's called Animal Party or something. I don't know. It's called something different, but there is one on N64, but it's Japanese only. But I don't know when that came out. So maybe it was out by 96. I doubt it, but I don't know.
That would have made it a launch title or something for N64 though.
Yeah. Which even maybe it like, was in
basically
Japan.
Even in Japan.
I don't know. I don't know. The Great Cave Offensive is maybe the biggest level in Super Smash Ultimate. There, it's one of the stages you can fight on.
Oh, really?
And it's humongous. if you play it like the regular way, without hazards on and stuff, it's so huge. And like the ceiling hurts you, and the sides, everything hurts you. It's a terrible stage.
It's a terrible stage.
I mean, it's fun if you want to play that way, but competitive wise, it's not. Not very competitive.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what do you think? Should we?
Yeah. Otherwise,
this game?
Yeah.
I mean, you got anything else? I don't know.
No, that's about all my information. We'll try to play a bunch of these games and kind of tell you about what each one is all about.
Yeah.
It's Kirby, so you're a little pink ball and you suck things in, and gain their powers.
Yeah. I think 2 of the games are not unlocked right away, so it's possible we actually don't play all 8.
Oh, okay.
I think
you have to beat them.
I think you have to beat a couple of them in order to unlock the 8. Yeah, I looked it up earlier, and it was, you have to, I don't know, one of them is beat Dynablade. That's all I know. That's all I remember. Let's see here. Let's do a little pipe sound there to move on. And I think we better do a shot before we
get
to this
one.
Game. Me too. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay. Those are going down pretty easy tonight. I will say that.
Well, you might as well just keep drinking when we're done recording.
Just shot after shot, just freaking 25 shots in a night. What is this, freshman year of college?
God. Jesus. Yeah, be sure to keep track of them. Mark them on your arm.
Should we
wake up the next morning and I'd have a picture of a shot glass and a picture of a beer can.
And we kept track of the marker.
Next to it, so I knew how much I drank that night.
Fucking dumb. But very fun. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't trade it for the world, man.
No, me neither, bro. Me neither. Well, let's play some fucking Kirby Superstar. You're in charge here, Rick. Right. You're in charge. Right. I got a...
Looks like I played one of them a little bit.
Oh, yep.
We'll start with a 0% file.
Great. Let's do it. Okay. Oh, yeah. So we don't have the Revenge of Meta Knight or Milky Way Wishes. But we do have all the others. One of them is called Dynablade. Oh, yeah. It's that one in the bottom left there. That one, I know beating that one unlocks something. I can't remember what else does. I guess we could look it up real quick. Let's just play one and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Gourmet Race.
Gourmet Race. Let's do it.
Because, you know, we'll get to Spring Breeze if we have time or whatever. But we've played Kirby's Dream Land on the podcast.
Spring Breeze. Yeah. Let's only do that if we can't.
Okay, so basically I'm going to race through Gourmet World to the finish, gobbling up all the tasty treats you can find.
All right.
There you
go. Now, this is a single-player game. Is that correct?
I think most of them are. It seemed like some of the games have a feature where if the first player, like, eats something, a certain thing, they create a, like, buddy,
okay. Like
another thing that then second player can control.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm not. It seems 100% like, sure what that means.
Yeah. Is this your first time playing Gourmet Race?
It is.
Yes. Here we go. Oh, we got the guide. That's good.
We got the guide.
Kirby and King DDD race through the obstacle course. Kirby must eat more food and reach the goal before King DDD. There's no enemies to fight. Try to get the highest score,
increase your skill level, and become the champion.
All right, here we go.
Didn't really tell me much.
Well, let's do this. Oh, okay, you don't even have to... He's getting it all!
Hey, he's just getting it all. I can't... How do I get past
fucking
that?
Get him with a... Yeah. Like, hit him with your shit. Oh, my God.
It's like, that slows you down.
Oh, the water does. Get him. Nail him. Oh.
Okay, well, now I'm in front of him, at least.
He's got 20 things. Holy shit, he's so fast. How are you supposed to do this?
I have no idea.
There's nothing you can do to get him?
I know, it seems like everything I do, any other button than just, like, holding forward, just really slows you down.
Holy shit. I think you need to stop jumping. You need to just go. Kirby is super slow.
All right.
What if you hold down? Jurek's getting fucking wrecked by King DDD.
I am.
He's left you in the dust. He's finished already. You can't even see him anymore. Oh my God. How are you supposed to go fast? Is there a turbo?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Have you tried L and R?
Yeah, that makes me do that.
What is that move?
I don't know.
You stop and do like a wrestling pose.
Just all of Kirby's regular moves, which means sucking in air and whatnot, but none of it is helpful.
He's got 47. You have 15.
he
finished. Look at how far he
finished. I don't even know where the finish line is. Way up there. I don't think this game is possible to beat. I think the game's cheating.
I think so too.
Simple as that.
All right, you got this. Oh wait,
well, there we go.
How did you do that?
You double press forward.
Ah, to do the dash. And now
it's still not helpful. I'm still way behind now.
Oh my God. Oh, but you're not way behind. He's right there. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You missed those eggs. You got to get your eggs. Oh my God. Oh my God, Drake, you got this. Okay. Oh my God, go. Yeah, now that we know that you can actually run, King DDD ain't got shit on you.
Oh, he still does, but...
This game is kind of like triggering some PTSD for me here. I played a lot of Smash, and there's a lot of King DDDs online, and they're all fucking degenerates. Everyone.
They're all degenerates.
They are, every single fucking one of them. Like, I get it. You know how to throw the fucking Gordo. Jesus Christ.
What's a Gordo?
It's King DDD's, like, spike ball that he shoots out.
Oh.
It's that, God, yeah. I'm sure we'll see a Gordo in this game. It's a classic Kirby enemy.
Oh.
You did it!
Oh, yeah, he still has way more than me.
Jurek just got fucking wrecked by DDD. 115 to 42.
Here. You want to try racing?
I do want to try racing him. Let me show you how it's done here, Dre.
All right, you're in control.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Oh no, Atrak has control. I don't know.
No, I think I have control of menus and stuff still, but you should be the one playing the game.
Oh, I see. I am. Okay. So, okay, I'm going to just do Grand Prix again. Here we go. No. Like, even the tutorial didn't teach you how to run. Like,
I know. I assume that's what all it did was tell me I need to eat as much food as
possible.
So if
I double tap forward, that's how to dash.
Double tap forward.
Got it.
Yeah. It's just like quarantine. Eat as much food as possible.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, DDD.
See, yeah.
You going down, bro.
Now, of course, that I paved the way, you're going to crush him because I taught you how to play.
Yeah.
Before this point.
Oh, fuck you!
Oh, but he... Run like the wind, Kirby!
Go, Kirby, go! Ah, you son of a bitch! He's so fucking clunky.
Yeah, he is.
No!
You got it.
I was going to win! Oh, I did. I got you more food than him.
Way more than him. So
okay. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Sorry if that was way too loud, Revelers.
It's a very exciting game.
It is very exciting. Oh, my
God. Even though it's all literally just running in the air. There's a bunch of snacks in the way. Strawberries. There's some milk. Looks like a donut there. Maybe some pretzels.
Oh, my God.
Cake. I don't know what that's supposed to be. A bottle of like a baby bottle. I don't want that shit.
Ah, it's so fucking clunky. Like, what? I can't do anything. Go, Kirby, go!
It's just hard when you're going that fast and you can't...
He went up. Up, fuck up.
Oh, he did go up, but you don't have to go up.
I'm not going up. Ah.
Maybe up is the right way, I don't know.
Oh! He got 10 more than me that
36.
Time. Okay.
So much.
This is like that first one is easy because you don't have to jump much. When you have to jump, that sucks because it fucking really.
Yeah, you can't see the jump is just all of a sudden there and it just hits you.
Oh my God, what is that garbage?
And then there's, yeah, that garbage. Oh, but he cleared the way for you. Go, go, go. Don't hit the sides or spikes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. And no, down. Go down. How do I do this?
I think you just stand on it and it break.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you were sitting over there just judging.
I was.
Like, Judgy McJudgerson.
How come the spikes don't hurt him?
I don't, because the game cheats, obviously.
Oh my God, you have to.
As simple as that.
Oh.
And now there's this, like, weird water that you put on a snorkel.
Fuck.
See, he's leaving you in the dust, man.
Yeah, I know, but I got way more food than him.
You got way more food than him.
Oh, my God. It's like, because when you jump, you suck in the air, and you really don't want to do that.
I know, that, when you're tied. Oh, God, you're keeping it so close.
Oh,
man.
My God. Oh, God.
Oh, but you took a shortcut, I think.
I did it.
Oh, but he beat you by one.
And I think that means he's going to win, right? Because
you won two.
I won, yeah, but he's got more food than me total, I think.
No, you did. 143 to 117.
Oh, holy shit, I did it, everyone. Okay, I only did it because Drick did the legwork.
I was the guinea pig.
I figured out how to fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. Okay. Okay, well, we beat one. That's exciting.
Right. We won that.
How do I... Oops.
I'm not sure how you get...
Select. Select will take you back.
Okay.
I don't know how to... Whoops. No. I don't know how to switch controls. I can't do it. You have to do it.
I do it.
Okay.
Whoops.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Player one, player two, you are known. Okay.
Unless, do you want me to start one off this time so I figure out how to do it and then you can win?
Oh, maybe, yeah. we'll try that. All right, you should have control again.
Okay, which one should we do? Did you want to do the Great Cave Offensive?
Oh, I don't know.
Dynablade? Let's try Dynablade.
Let's try Dynablade. That sounds exciting.
It does. Dynablade is destroying all the crops. She must be stopped. Oh, Dynablade is a person or a thing. Master the different abilities and defeat her. Okay, I will. Oh, she's a bird.
I don't know what that means.
It's a bird. Birds. Oh, shall we explain copy? Yeah, let's just have him explain it real quick. I think I get it. Suck it in and press down. But, you know, this is welcome to the beginner's show. Fuck you, Kirby Superstar. Yeah.
And the Mastered Inhaling and Flying?
Oh, my God. Okay. I know. I'm done with this. I'm not. Fuck it. All right. Let's do this. Here we go. Level one. Okay. It looked like there was, what, 6 levels or something? I don't think we're ever going to. Oh, my God. Kirby is so fucking slow. Oh, this is the level.
This is the one
you're. This is the Mario 2 level.
It's supposed to be like Mario 2.
Yep, and it looks. It really does look pretty much exactly. I mean, not
well,
the color.
It's way different colors, but it's similar layout and stuff.
Yeah. I got the cutter. Boom. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn right.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this. Oh, you do not move as fast as. Even with your dash. How did I do that? I did a cool thing.
How'd you do?
I did like a fucking sword stomp. Oh no, what did I do? Oh no.
That's me now.
Oh, that's you.
Maybe.
It is.
Wait, it is me.
You're Sir Kibble. Sweet, dude. You're this little knight. I don't know how I did that, but it was awesome.
I don't know either, but yeah.
Cool. Oh, I got this parasol.
That's what I was talking about. You get little like helpers where
whoops.
If you don't have two people playing, that would just be controlled by like the computer.
I see. Okay.
But since I'm here.
Oh, you can't suck people in under the water. That's good to know. Can I get this witch?
Yeah, you would drown otherwise.
No good. Witches are no good. Oh, here, I'll let you out. Got you out.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and it's also not Mario. You cannot jump on the enemies.
No, it is not Mario.
I definitely just tried to jump on that guy, and it did not work. That's a Gordo right there, this thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a spiky ball with eyes.
Spiky boy.
Yeah. We did it. Or I don't know if we beat a level or I don't know what we did. It's cool that we can play two player. I want that down there. I want to go get it.
What down there?
This guy. Yeah. Oh, now I got the beam. Woo!
Whoa, man.
Oh, this is it right here. We got one up, Strick. I got it.
One up.
Because it doesn't count for you, I guess. That's weird.
I don't think I have lives per se. I do have.
You do have a life bar, and because you just got all that food and it filled it up.
Yeah.
You can only be the sword guy. You can't like copy abilities.
I can't do anything.
How did we make that happen? Like I sucked in the sword guy, and I must have pressed something.
Yeah.
Should we try and go up here to this secret door? Yes. We're going in. We did it. Oh
yeah,
my
I'm not sure how you made me exactly, or if you can switch that and make me something else. But
yeah, I really don't know. Oh,
I mean, I
also
like
the screen. The screen follows me.
Yeah, it's still
okay.
It's maybe more akin to like Sonic 2 when you have two controllers. Like one person can control Tails.
Yeah,
but it is you.
It's super
hard. You're gonna get left behind. Non-stop as Tails.
Pretty much immediately, yeah.
It's pretty much pointless to try to be Tails.
Let's see what's down here. We found a secret. We did it. Look at these. I love these flowers. Yeah. They're so cute. They like have these big eyes, but they definitely try and kill you.
Yeah. And
Oh my god, look at this
throwing
bear.
Swords at everything. Oh man.
I'm done with this. I want a different power.
That guy smoked me.
Oh, you got full life.
I'm somebody else now.
Oh, look at that. Oh, because I got rid of that. So how did you...
So yeah, I think it's when you take something and then you get rid of it, I guess.
Okay.
Makes it me. Okay, it just automatically teleports me to you if I get too far away.
If you get too far behind. Okay. Did you want to be the sword guy or do you like the beam guy?
Oh, this is fine.
If you charge it, you'll shoot a thing.
It's nice to change it up. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Yep, fucking sweet. Oh my god. Oh my god. Kirby's getting wrecked by this mini Meta Knight over here, or this cutter guy.
That's what I
Isn't
was.
Isn't this where we just were? We're going backwards.
Yeah. I think maybe we're supposed to go this
way. Oh, I had you. How did you do that?
I don't know. I just kind of like jumped towards you, and you picked me up.
Oh, I think we were supposed to go up here.
Ah, yep. That makes sense.
Yep. Oh my god. Oh my god. I did not know that thing was from Kirby. That's in Smash 2, that thing that just got us. it's an item, yeah. I'm going to get this. Oh, actually, nope, sorry. I should have let you
I mean, it doesn't matter. I think you can just create more of me.
Okay. Oh, we're going to wreck
maybe
this
not
chef
now
guy.
Against the boss or something. But...
Yeah, but, I mean, oh my god.
He's done for.
Oh, yeah, this guy sucks. Oh, hang on. Don't.
Oh. Oh, you can eat them.
I can be the cook. I'm cooking. Look at me cook. What am I doing?
I don't know, but you're...
Oh, you can make...
Nicely.
Here, let me make you some life. Oh, you can only do it once. I'm
you
sorry.
Can only do it once.
That was...
You know,
that
you're
was...
no longer the cook. Oh, I'm dead. I'm dying.
Are you dying?
I think so.
Here.
Oh, and now yes. I'm back. Sir Kibble.
Sir Kibble. Yeah, that's who you were before.
Oh, Sir Kibble is who I was before. I don't know who that is.
Well, but... I mean, that's the name. Sir Kibble is your little knight.
You got a pretty cute name.
Oh, here Sir we go. Kibble. We got a shoot in the can in here.
Like a dog's name.
Oops. You got to press A.
Oh.
Oh, we got a weak shot on player two there, but that's okay. That's yep. okay. I made it to three. Oh, I don't know what
you
that
made
means.
It to three.
Oh, I got a one up.
You got a one up.
Sweet. So, do you wait, want control happened? Of Kirby for this next level here?
Or sure.
Should we try? I mean, we're at 45 minutes. Should we try another game?
Yeah, let's. I mean, this is. I mean, I think let's try the whatever that other one is.
The Great Cave Offensive.
Yeah, because yeah. I think that one's at least slight. Like this is basically a Kirby game.
Yeah, this is a Kirby game. So last time I feel like I pressed select to go back to the menu, but now it's not working. Oh no! Why?
No, nope, that was me.
Oh, you have control now. Oh no, no. Oh, whoops. What did you do? Did you pause it there? What if I pause it? Press select. Start and select at the same time. We can't get out of here. We also could just reset the game.
Right.
I mean, it's not like we unlocked anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Resetting it.
Yeah. Fuck it. I have control here. Do you want control?
Oh, yeah.
I have to do that. Yeah. It is kind of cool. Like, I don't know. People complain about Nintendo Online all the time, but like, I don't know. This is fine. This is like,
this aspect of it's great.
It is great. And it really lets us like, you know, we can play single player, but I can watch you play or you can watch me play, you know, like
yeah.
It really fits our podcast pretty well.
I know.
What are you looking for over there, Drake?
I'm looking for Lilybee.
Your dog?
Our dog. Is she over by you? I don't know. She's digging somewhere. She's trying to dig into the carpet somewhere, and I don't know where she is. I can't see her. I think she's behind the chair. Are you trapped, Lilybee?
She's trying to get out.
Hey, what are you digging for? I don't know. She's back there digging away.
All right, well, let's get through the deadly cave while collecting hidden treasures.
Get through the deadly cave. All right. Ooh. The Great Cave Offensive.
This is cool. I don't think I guess I always thought Kirby Superstar was like just mini games, a bunch of mini games.
Yeah. I never really thought anything about it. I didn't really know much about it. But I played it the other day. I guess not the other day, but like a couple weeks ago. But I think I maybe only played.
Did you see that? Reed? That's important. If you find a treasure, move Kirby to it and press up.
And press up. Yep. Okay.
Push X to see the treasures you found.
The treasures you found. And that's...
You got a gold medal. Nice.
There are lots of treasures hidden in various places. But they don't, like... you just go around and find treasures? Or is it actually, like...
I think you just got the... Well, in the tutorial, I think you just got the whip from Castlevania.
That's what it looked like.
Simon's Whip. Wow. That's not even a Nintendo game. Castlevania is what? Konami?
Konami, no. Yeah.
Is it Konami? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're at the Great Cave Offensive. Go in that door. Sweet. Oh my god, what is this?
I don't know, but I ate them.
You ate them, but you got to press down if you want their power.
Yeah.
No good. No good. There's a treasure chest. Get the treasure. Oh, yeah. Gold medal obtained.
10,000 gold.
Very nice. No good.
No good.
That
you can't turn into everything.
But you can turn into this fucking beam guy. The beam is maybe the best so far that we've found. I mean, I think there's not too many things that you can suck up in this game, but there's probably a good amount. I don't know. Yeah, get these flowers, fuck them up. Oh, did that door just magically appear, or was it there?
I think I broke.
You broke the magic seal, and there's a treasure chest in
there. That it was behind.
You did it. Oh my god, you got
gold
another
coin obtained. Only 1,000 gold.
Pretty good, though. You're already working on 11,000 G's here, Jurek, so...
Whoa! Pretty Everything good. Came back after I left.
Now, here's the question. If you eat something and do... I think you have to press down an A or up an A or something to get rid of it. If you do that, do I become it? Yep.
Yeah, man.
Sweet. Can I have the beam thing, or do you want it? I mean, like, I'm sorry. I didn't,
oh, yeah, you're going to have
I
that.
I can take that away from you.
I can get something else.
Sweet. Oh, there. I bet that guy's something.
Let's find out. Can I eat you?
Yeah. Oh, fighter.
Fighter.
Sweet.
Hadouken.
Hadouken. I don't think we
can
go,
through
way.
This lava?
No.
No, I cannot.
Cannot go through the lava. That's
the answer.
I guess that makes sense. Are we going down here? I don't know where we're going.
I lost my guy.
This is kind of fun. I like this. Like, this is like complete mystery. Like, never played this before, you know? Oh, I forgot I was like looking at Kirby.
Yeah, you can only go so far.
Right. Hang on. Can I get this from up here? Whoops. Nope. What does this button do? Did we get it already?
It opened this door.
Oh. Oh my god.
Now this one opens this door.
Oh. Okay.
I'm losing you, sorry.
It's okay, I teleported to you.
Yeah.
Can I... Wait a minute. Why did that did open for a second? Maybe you have
There we go. You gotta not.
Okay, here, I'll step on it. You go up there and fucking. There we go. Oh my God.
Right. I think I just gotta go through it fast enough.
Oh, you did it.
I made it.
Okay, good.
Oh, I think there was a treasure through the other one.
Oh well. Oh my god, I'm dead. Oh no, I'm not dead yet. Wait, this
is where
we just were.
This is where we just were.
Well, let's get the treasure. Oh, keep looking for Kirby. Oh, I'm dead. Okay.
And I'm trapped.
You are literally trapped. Oh, well, here, I'm this bird.
Oh, now I made you, but I lost my powers.
Wait a minute. And wait, can you press down and something on this little block here? It looks like you can go through that.
Oh, I think I... Oh, wait. Oh, nope.
Yeah.
That shows me my...
How did you do that? What did you press?
I have literally no idea.
Oh, you made me... I see. Okay, I'm dead.
Oh, I think I can apparently just like get rid of you.
Yeah, I think you sucked me up or something, or I don't know what you did there, but this is kind of fun. I think we might not get to all 8 games.
Oh, you just press down.
You just press down. Okay. I wonder if I could do it because
down and other buttons.
I was pressing down. I guess
literally just press down.
We're trying to make things too complicated, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Can you get that bomb there while you
trying?
Oh, no. Well, oh, yeah, you got it.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. You've done it, Drake. Look at this. You're about to get a treasure for sure. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm back.
Now you're back to right where you're right back where you were before. Go up. Nope. This is where we got stuck. Or I guess we didn't get stuck, but what a weird thing this is.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Like, how do you get into that door up there? How did we get through that door last time?
I'm not.
It must be because I was hitting a button while you were by it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. I love that he puts on a little snorkel when he's in the water.
I know.
Kirby is fucking adorable.
Oh, he's going right up here.
There we go. Treasure. Lucky cat. 500 gold. Fuck yeah. Oh, nice. I'm a bird.
I'll make you.
What do I do as this bird? What are my powers here?
Oh, right. You can't suck underwater.
No. Can't suck underwater.
Okay, here. Now we're in a new area, at least.
Thank God.
Finally got out of that mystery dungeon. What the fuck was going on there?
Oh, look at these pancakes. Fuck yeah, pancakes. How do we... Oh, my God. I just watched that guy walk right into me. He's like, I can't do anything. You know what I love? I love video games. Hey, do we have a discussion question, Jurek? I thought we did.
We do. Abby had a discussion question for us relating to Kirby.
Relating to Kirby. If you... I'm just kidding. I was going to come up with something dumb, but I'll just shut up.
if you could eat anything and gain their powers, but you have to eat it.
But you have to eat it. What would it be?
Yeah.
And
I think this has to be, then I thought about it more and was like, well, obviously then you also, if it's like an animal or something, you have to eat it like alive. because, like, if I wanted to breathe underwater, like, I eat fish all the time. That's not weird.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Or, okay. Like, bird. Like, if I want to fly, you got to eat a bird. But,
well, bird, I mean, we eat chicken. Like, yeah. Do we eat flight birds that often?
Ducks?
Oh, I don't eat duck very often.
I mean, not very often.
I mean,
but
I've had it. Yeah, that's true.
It's delicious, so it would not be weird for me. I would not feel like, oh, God, I got to eat duck in order to fly.
That's true. We already eat animals.
Yeah.
But what if you had to, okay, let's change it. Like, what if you didn't have to eat it? You had to somehow swallow it whole. So, like, if you wanted to get a fucking,
it's not gonna be like a worm.
Yeah, if you wanted a sweet, like, charge power with a horn, you'd have to fucking down a whole rhino in one gulp.
But that's not possible.
Well, I know, but let's say, okay, let's just say.
I mean, you could still be a fish. Then I could probably swallow like a guppy, like a minnow.
Did you do that, or did I do that? I pressed a button, but
I'm not sure. I guess we both swallowed minnows whole.
Oh yeah, we sure have. So
they weren't alive.
Maybe we can, I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know what, is that me? No, that's not me. I think you took my powers away somehow.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not sure. You're gonna die. Gone. I think maybe you got smashed by this guy.
You gotta suck in those stars he shoots out.
I know. He shot out something else a second ago that I sucked in and shot him.
Oh, yeah, these coconuts.
Oh, that's my health, that tiny little sliver.
Yeah, that tiny little sliver is your health. So, oh, and you're dead.
Nope, I'm dead.
Should we try another game? I don't know.
All right.
I mean, we're at 55 minutes here.
Yeah.
Try pressing select. See what happens.
I am.
Oh. Nothing happens. Doesn't there have to be a way to get out of the game? Like,
you would think so.
You know, maybe it's like LRA and start. Like, that's usually how to, like, that's how to reset a Game Boy, mostly, or how to save.
LRA.
Nope.
No, that just, that was just the equivalent of pressing start.
All right, well, there's got to be a way. I don't know. Let's just keep resetting, I guess. Fuck it. It's not like we're getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Let's try.
I mean, that one is just
these.
Kind of, you go around and you try to collect treasures.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like this. I mean, it seemed like there we made it to a boss.
Yeah. We also fought that other boss. We made it to two bosses, I think. Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe that was in the other game. That was the other game.
Yep, in this one, we made it to one boss. But okay. Kind of nonlinear and going all over. You're just collecting treasures. But it's not necessarily like you're not collecting powers in order to backtrack. And
yeah, like you don't get the missiles, you know?
Yeah. Because then what else do we got?
Let's try Megaton Punch.
And Samurai?
Or Samurai Kirby. I think these are
Samurai Kirby.
These ones are more mini games. Push any button immediately when you see the exclamation point. Oh, two player. Let's do it. Three matches. Push any button. All right, here we go. So oh, it's like a showdown.
It's
like
essentially a show. Whoever draws the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Was that me or you?
Winner Waddle, I think you.
Okay.
Yep, you.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, this is literally the showdown.
Yeah.
Tie, oh my God. We push it at the exact same time.
Yes, just you stare each other down, and then an exclamation point appears in the middle of the screen. You press any button. Oh yeah, you're way faster than me.
Boom.
I'm trying to keep talking and making it interesting. Otherwise, we could both be quiet and focused.
Oh, that was it. That's literally it.
Okay, I want to try that one.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, oh, now you're King DDD, or am I King DDD?
You are. I think
you're,
I'm Kirby.
I love Samurai Kirby has a little. Oh, man, I was so
sorry. Winner Kirby.
Samurai Kirby has a little ponytail, and it's fucking sweet.
He does.
He looks so angry. Angry Kirby.
<He's> furious.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're way faster this time. Fuck. There it is. That's the winner.
I was ready. 2-0. Yeah, it's just best 2 out of 3, I guess.
Top time is 25. What does that mean? 25 what?
I don't know.
All right, let's try that other mini game real quick.
We'll try this last one, and then we'll just be done.
Megaton Punch. Megaton, isn't that that's the town you start in Fallout 3, right?
Yeah. The first town you are supposed to visit. You don't necessarily have to. It's Fallout.
I guess that's true.
You can go right past it, really, if you want.
Yeah, I went there.
Well, yeah, I think pretty much everybody did. It's pretty clear that's what they want
that's
you
what
to
you
do.
Want, that's what they want you to do. I did not the first time I ever played Fallout 3, I did not realize like that I should really be taking my time and doing side quests and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of did all the things they wanted me to do. And then I was like, what the fuck? The credits are rolling? Did I just beat the game? Like, what? Like, I didn't even mean to. Like, it just happened. And I was like, that only took like 6 hours. Cause like, I literally just did the missions and I just
stayed on the main.
Yeah. And I didn't. Path. That was like before I really realized how to play those kind of games, you know?
And, yeah.
I don't know. I beat it really fast.
Pay attention to the power gauge and watch the pendulum.
Okay.
We're playing two player.
Here we go. So I'm Waddle D. Oh, you're fucked. Oh, I see. Oh, man. Oh, I cracked the fucking star.
Cracked the world.
Yeah. Oh, so did you.
You did it better than me, though, I think.
Oh, 184 mountains.
I know. What is
184 MT? Oh, man, that one is not as good.
Mine was even less, though.
Was it?
I did have, like, the exact same time as you.
Oh, I did 183 that time. I was only 1 MT different. Shit.
I can't get, like, past that little weak.
Oh, man. Oh, I almost broke it in half.
God, you almost cracked all the way through the star.
192
mountains.
192 mountains.
I don't know what megaton?
What would megaton. Megaton, I guess. Megaton? Yeah. 192 okay. Megatons. Okay.
I'm going to stick with mountains. Let's try this one more time.
It is mountains. 182
you
mountains.
You punched with the force of 182 mountains.
Oh, man. Oh, I thought that was going to go all the way through. That one was good. I like Megaton Punch.
For sure. Damn it.
How
do you,
man.
I don't understand what determines.
I got the second one, the two crosshairs that are going.
Yeah.
I've gotten exactly on point. There we go. Yeah, this one's going through. Oh, man. Oh, it was so close. Fuck. I think it takes 200 megatons to get through the thing.
I can't. Get anywhere.
196. I almost got it.
It must take 200.
I got two
mountains.
Perfect. Oh, shit. That one wasn't perfect. There we go. Ah!
No, I can't get any of this perfect. I'm apparently really bad at the game.
I guess I'm really good at this one. 191 that time. 196 is my record. I mean, that's pretty fun. I don't know.
It's pretty fun.
But it's literally two minutes of fun.
There's like a little meter that goes up and then two crosshairs that are crossing back and forth. You got to line those up.
And then there's like a pendulum fireball that you have to line up with the little circle. It's very odd. Like, I don't get it, but I like it.
I don't really understand all of that. And apparently I am not good at it.
Well, Jurek, should we move on and do some final shots for final thoughts here?
We should.
Let's pour some
shots. I guess we didn't fully answer that discussion question.
Oh, God. What would we... Okay. Well, because like it is hard because we already eat animals. And the animals that, like breathing underwater and flying, like, what other powers do you really want?
I know. Those are the main things I would probably want.
Okay. Let's...
I only want to be underwater if it's the cartoon sea, though.
Yeah, you don't want to be under the real sea. You want to be under the cartoon sea.
The real sea is wet and it's cold.
Yeah, it sucks. It's dark.
Cartoon sea
literally can't see anything.
It's brightly colored and it's awesome.
There's a fucking crab that sings songs to you. I mean, I...
The hot redheaded mermaid.
Love her. but... Okay, what if we changed it? What if we change it to not what mythical creature would you eat to get their powers instead of like something that we've already eaten? So like would you eat like a griffin or a unicorn or
well, I mean if you eat a unicorn
you're gonna die.
You're cursed.
You're cursed. That's true. I don't want to eat a unicorn. Fuck that. Don't need a horn on my head.
Maybe a phoenix.
A phoenix.
You rejuvenate. You revive after you die.
Do you think a phoenix tastes like turkey?
I bet you it tastes like turkey or chicken.
Turkey or chicken. Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, it's probably real good. It's actually probably really tender. It's so hot all the time. You know, it's just been.
It cooks itself.
It cooks itself. That's right.
Going for Phoenix for sure.
It's either like really juicy and tender, or it's like way overdone. You know,
could
like,
be overcooked. Could be overcooked.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I don't know what I would eat. I mean, I actually think breathing underwater is a better power than flight. But I'm a pretty big fan of Aquaman, and I've always kind of wanted to be Aquaman. So I think it's going to happen someday soon. The problem is I don't actually like fish. So, I mean, I'm not saying I haven't ever eaten fish. Of course I have, but.
Right.
But it's not for me.
How else would you know you don't like it?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Like, what other mythical creatures are cool? Phoenix. The Phoenix would be fucking sweet.
Phoenix seems like a good answer.
Like, do you become the Dark Phoenix when you eat it? Like Jean Grey style?
No, you're not Jean Grey.
Well, I don't know. I mean, or even just Phoenix. See, like, do you get those sweet powers?
Maybe.
Well, you ate it, I guess, just like Kirby.
My tears have healing powers, like in Harry Potter.
Or like, what would you? Maybe it's not mythical creatures. Just like, what would you eat to get that power? So like maybe I would like eat like a computer. I'd suck it in and press down. That way, I could have the whole power of the internet right in my brain.
I would eat the internet.
I would eat the internet.
All the knowledge.
I'd ask Al Gore where it actually is, and he would.
He's the only one that knows.
He's the only one who knows. He invented it. So, well, I don't know. I guess that discussion question, I really don't know. I don't.
It's hard to say. I'm going to go with Phoenix.
Phoenix is a good answer.
I'll live forever.
I'm going with the.
But I guess I keep being reborn as like a baby.
Yeah, a little baby bird, or a baby man. Because
I guess it depends on if I maintain all my knowledge from my previous.
Well, I think you would. You're a phoenix, so you would die, but then you would rise from your ashes.
It's an I, and I start my life over, but having all my previous knowledge from my last life.
Right. Right.
All right. Cool. All phoenix, right. It is.
Phoenix, it is. Sweet. Sweet. I think I'm just gonna go with the internet.
Okay.
I would eat the internet. Or just a computer. I'm just gonna eat like a fucking
eat a computer.
I'm gonna eat a PC from 1993.
Yeah, like break it down into pieces.
I want Windows 3.1 in my brain. Fucking none of this Windows 10 bullshit. Or Windows 95. That's for me.
Windows 95. Yeah, that's the one.
That's
you want.
The one. Yeah, they got some sweet games on Windows 95. I'll tell you that.
They sure do.
Well, I think now it's actually time for final shots for final thoughts. So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. For some reason, I feel like I don't know if it's because I'm wearing this headset right now, or the beer and the whiskey, like tonight especially. But I feel like every time we've recorded quarantine style, I've been like especially liquidy in my mouth. Like I'm all saliva-y, you know, like, and I don't know why. I think it's because these things are pushing on my ears.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. We usually don't wear headphones when we do this.
We do not.
I don't know. Anyway, Drake, how many Gordos out of five, no, out of 10 now, we do 10 now. How many Gordos out of 10 would you give Kirby Superstar for the Super Nintendo?
Gosh, it's going to get a high score.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like,
and, you know, 10 out of 10 has got to be reserved for
10 out of 10
really
is
special.
Not 10 out of 10 is only like maybe Ocarina, maybe Mario 3, you know, like, those are.
But this game will probably get I'm gonna go with a 9 out of 10.
You go 9. The
this
old
is a
niner.
Good game.
You call him from a walkie-talkie or
old niner.
I think I'm gonna
8.5.
I think I'm gonna give it an 8. Just an 8. Nothing against the game. It's really good.
It is really good.
Maybe a 9. I don't know. It's like it's way better than I thought.
It's got a lot of variety, and at the same time, you know, it's Kirby.
Yeah,
so
which I mean, everybody likes playing Kirby. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Kirby's great.
And Kirby's never... what I like about it, I think, is that, like, Kirby has never, ever, in any iteration, been a difficult game. You know? Like,
no.
So, like, it's completely doable. Like, any all of that stuff we just played, like, we could beat it all easy, you know? If we just put the time in. But...
Yeah.
But...
I mean, once we figured out the... double pressing forward makes you run faster in racing.
That was the biggest problem we had.
That was the biggest problem we had, yeah.
But, and we probably wouldn't have had that problem if we read the manual. You know, like these games, that's the problem with these games. It's like, yeah, great. Everybody gets them for the Super Nintendo, but most of them don't have a tutorial. This one actually did, but it didn't tell you what buttons to press.
It didn't tell you
how
to actually do it. It just basically explained like
the game.
Oh, this is
like how to
what you do in this game.
This is how you win, you know, but it doesn't tell you how to play it. So I don't know. I mean, this game is very good. The music is fucking top notch. It's Kirby music.
Excellent.
It looks great. It's just fun. I don't know. For some reason, Super Nintendo has aged the best out of all old consoles. Like,
I agree.
Like it just looks so good. It feels like anytime you play a Super Nintendo game, I always feel like I'm playing a cartoon. Like, I don't know. Like, it really, it's nice. It
feels great.
It does.
I agree. Every Super Nintendo games of all things.
Yeah. They
have definitely aged the best.
Like, N64 is a goddamn hot mess. Like,
I mean, N64 and PS1 both have just
aged
atrociously. To go back to those games, it's just like,
it's really
my
hard.
God,
really
what is
hard.
Going on? I mean, there's still, some of them are still, I mean, I think if I had never played, I always wonder if I had never played Ocarina of Time and I went back to it now, what would I really think of it?
I think that you would still love it. I think that there are, that I think actually right now as I'm saying this sentence, there is a 12, 13-year-old boy out there whose dad just busted out his old N64 and is discovering Ocarina of Time and is literally having the time of his life.
God, I hope so.
I think that's probably happening right this second.
It's a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And same with like Mario 64.
Yeah, rumor has it.
So good.
This is the 35th anniversary of Mario this year, and rumor has it that Nintendo is releasing. I think we're going to get this news in June, is what the rumors are. But it was supposed to be at E3.
They do. They'll do like an E3 Nintendo Direct.
So there's basically rumor has it there might be like a Mario All-Stars. Game that is Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and both Mario Galaxy games. That is incredible.
That would be sweet.
And even if they released all four of those games separately, I would buy them all. You know, like I don't know. I don't think they can release them separately. I heard a rumor that it's going to be all four, or there's like one game that's Mario 64 and Sunshine, and one game that is both Mario Galaxy games.
I think I heard, it would be Mario 64, Sunshine, Galaxy 1, and like New Super Mario Brothers.
No, because New Super Mario Brothers just came out on Switch. I mean,
That was New Super Mario, or that was...
Yeah, New Super Mario Brothers Deluxe.
Yeah, but that's the one that for the Wii, there was one that came, or for the Wii U, there was one that came out on the Wii. That one was the first like new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, but that one is not 3D like the other ones. So what I heard is like, or what I read, I guess, is that like it's like a collection of the 3D games. Yeah. So I don't know.
Which would be sweet. I've never played Sunshine.
Sunshine, honestly, I really don't like Sunshine.
I know. That seems to kind of be a common thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of the...
I remember like really loving it, and then I got to this one part that was fucking impossible. I actually don't even remember what it is now, but I remember there was these giant mushrooms involved. You know, it was Mario. But you had to do this crazy thing with your water pack, and it was like fucking super hard, and I just got frustrated and quit the game.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So Mario Sunshine is my least favorite, but if they remastered Mario 64, could you imagine how awesome that would be? Oh my God. they could fucking maybe we could get so lucky that they would add another painting or something, or like a new world, you
a
know?
Whole
like,
new world.
Yeah, like
I don't know.
A whole.
I don't,
new
I don't
world.
Think I. I didn't mean that to be all Aladdin. I don't know if I want them to add anything.
Well, I don't think so either, but I mean, it could be cool. I'm just saying. As we just bash Final Fantasy VII for like changing things. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I did.
Well, but... I know, but I was doing it too. But
don't change my shit, yeah. man.
Anyway, Kirby Super Star. Fantastic. Fucking great game. Check it out if you can, Revelers. If you have a Nintendo Switch, it's on the and you have the online subscription. It's on the SNES Online app. It's fucking great. Top notch. Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you, oh my God, what did other people think of this game, Jurek?
There you go. Bingo, bango. One review that I was kind of confused by and thought was kind of funny on Amazon.
Okay.
So we've got this review. It says, I like this game because it resembles a Mario game, to be honest. You walk around eating things, spitting things out, and flying. This game is really fun. I like the fact that when you eat certain things and press the down button, you will turn into something else that will help you along your gameplay. It can get slow in some areas, but it picks up. I can't think of any cons for this game. Like I stated earlier, it's a fun game, and it's kind of like a Mario game. Three stars. He's got nothing but good things.
I got no complaints. I literally cannot think of a con.
There are no cons. I have no complaints with this game. It's perfect. Three stars.
You know what? He's just being very conservative. He's like, I can't give it four. You know, it's just a little too much.
Can't give it four. Right? Can't quite give it five.
Yep, three it is.
I'm going three, even though
there's nothing bad about it.
Not one complaint.
That is hilarious. You got to wonder
why.
You know
what,
though?
At the end of that, I thought it was hilarious.
Like, I get that. I get that trait of thought. It's like, because don't you give it an amount of stars usually before you write your review? So, like, people just are like, okay, this is a 3-star game. And then they start writing the review and they realize, like, during that, this game is so good. I love every second of it.
I don't know. I'm one of those people that has bought hundreds of things off Amazon. Never once have I reviewed a single thing about.
Oh, I've reviewed lots of stuff.
I don't think I've actually ever reviewed something on Amazon.
You gotta. That's how people, that helps people.
Oh, I know. I just rely on other people's reviews.
Well, see, but if you started contributing, then somebody might, don't you ever get emails from them that's like, this person has a question about what you just bought.
All the time.
Can you answer it? Yeah. Oh.
Ignore them.
No, I answer them. I like doing that. Yeah,
I honestly don't think I've ever reviewed something on
Amazon. I like
maybe doing it once or twice where it was something that I thought was really great, but I can't think of examples.
I like doing it because I do not buy anything off of Amazon without reading the reviews.
Oh no!
So
and generally, I buy something and it's got so many reviews by this point already that's like,
yeah, well, yeah. I mean, not everything.
One more review.
You know, like I didn't read the reviews for, you know, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze because I knew it was going to be fucking sweet.
Right.
But,
everyone else, professional reviewers and stuff all love the game.
Great.
It's, you know, got a bunch of, I don't know, A's, 8.5, 9 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 80% on game rankings.
Great.
So.
Oh yeah, fucking sweet. 80%. That's good. Cool.
Everyone seemed to thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, it is a fun game. It's very fun, and it's very. I like the variety in it. Like even those little mini
games.
Yeah,
that's what does it for me.
Yeah, I don't know. That was fun playing those games. I mean, granted, we probably got just about as much fun as you can possibly get out of them. You know, like I couldn't sit there and play that Megaton Punch game for 3 hours, you know, but 5 minutes of it with a buddy is pretty fun, you know, like, Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Kirby Superstar, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. We would love discussion questions. You know, just to say hi, just let us know you're safe in this time of crisis. You know, and speaking of this time of crisis, once again, we just hope everybody's staying safe out there.
Indeed.
You know, these are weird times, and it's going to take a while to get back to normal.
Yeah. You know? Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay home.
Yeah. Stay home.
Don't be one of them, like, protesters telling people to open up the world.
What is that about? These idiots. Just,
I don't understand
it. That's got to be the most selfish thing I've ever seen in my life. Like staying home is not, and I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but like staying home is not to keep you. I mean, it is to keep you safe, but it's to keep everybody else safe. You know,
yeah.
Like it's so that, cause everybody has to assume that they have it, you know? So, I don't know. I just,
like, people have even pointed out the insane clown posse canceled the gathering of the Juggalos, which means all these people protesting and, like, wanting the world to reopen are being less, like,
they have less of a level head
than the insane clown posse.
ICP fucking holding it down for the rest of us like the goddamn champs they are, and these idiots, like, oh god,
the Juggalos are smarter than you.
And you know what, I agree, they are. I like,
and I mean, don't get me wrong, I love me some ICP.
I'm down with the clown for life, bruh.
Great Malenko is a, I still,
the Great Malenko
day,
is
will,
a goddamn,
I will defend that album.
That album is a masterpiece.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I guess we just started.
Everyone go listen to The Great Malenko.
Yeah, go listen to The Great Malenko, but inside your house, you know, don't go
by
out.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Or with whoever you live with.
Yeah. Or also, oh, you know what? You know what we talked about a few weeks ago, Drake, that we haven't done yet? Is like a Reveler, like a Retro Gaming Revelry Mario Kart sesh, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let's get some fucking Revelers all together and let's play some Mario Kart, you guys.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have a plan a couple episodes ago, I think, and
we never
did that. So we will have a plan. Watch our Twitter for it. I'll figure it out. And we'll mention it next week, but yeah, we'll figure this out. Let's play some games, Revelers. Let's fucking do it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool with me.
Yeah. I think that's about it, though, for this week. Give us a
Indeed.
Rating on Apple Podcasts. And, Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, windbags.
Game on, windbags. Doesn't get it.
No,
apparently dogs don't get it.
Technology.
That's okay. Hi, Lily B.
She's a Zoom. I don't know. She doesn't understand Zoom.
She doesn't understand Zoom. That's okay. Most humans don't understand Zoom either, as it turns out. So.